It's a joy for my wife and I to be with you this morning. Thankful she is able to come. Rebecca, I count it a joy to be with you. Privilege. I was with your pastor, I guess it was last week at Hendersonville. Wasn't it last week? We was up a couple of days when he went to Hendersonville. We drove up in North Carolina. Enjoyed being with him and Shelby a couple of days as he preached there. And had good services. And he was back, I think, last Sunday, right? Okay, from Hendersonville. It's good to be with you again. And turn with me in your Bibles to Psalms 136. I want to speak upon great wonders. And I'll read down through four or five verses here this morning. And I want you to notice this psalm. There's something that appears in every verse, isn't there? What is it? His mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I've said all of these years that I've tried to preach that Christians ought to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. It says, give thanks unto the Lord. And how thankful that we should be of our Savior and our Lord. His mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks to the Lord of lords, his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders. To him who alone doeth great wonders. For his mercy endure forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endure forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endure forever. To him that made the great lights, for his mercy endure forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endure forever. The moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endure forever. What a subject that we have before us when we talk about the wonders of God. There's nature's wonders, how all things work together. Now, he put it together and it works together. The sun, the moon, the stars, the rain, the heat, the cold, it all works together. There's his providential wonders that nations are set up and nations are took down and what has happened. There's the wonders of that of his church and the centuries of wonders as we look at God's people. The vastness of creation. And yet no one knows that much about creation and the worlds that he's formed, do they? I thought about some of the things and I thought about just a little honeybee. How important it is in his creation. The wonders. I thought about being under water. And if you're 6 foot underwater and you've got 2 or 3 tons above you, but you're not mashed. If you was out here and had 3 tons on you, you'd be mashed. I thought about the clouds, how much water's in the clouds, but they stay up there. I mean, there's all kinds of wonders. And can anybody know this morning the height, the depth, the length, and the breadth of the wonders of God? But I want to speak to you about the wonders of His mercy, the wonders of redemption, the cross. The word wonders means something that is not common, something that is unusual, extraordinary, surprising. It is something that would take us back or sort of stop us in our tracks or astonish us. God does great wonders in saving sinners. Just amazing that He'd deal with sinners. He doesn't have to. He didn't have to save you. He didn't have to speak to your heart. He could have just left us alone. Most of us have been just happy and went on our way, wouldn't we? Here's a great wonder. That one going his own way. And I've talked to people over the years and they said, I'm all right. You know, everybody's all right till God's Spirit comes and starts dealing with them. They're all right in themselves. But one going his own way, doing his own thing, disobedient to the Word, will not own God as his very maker. And here's the wonder. That He'd call us out of that of His love. That He'd call us with an effectual call. That He would draw us with cords of love. He says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. And in loving kindness I've drawn you to myself. See, this is far more than the creation of the world, that wonder. Just think about this greater wonder here that He abounds with His patience as he sung a while ago. More grace, that He abounds with His wisdom, His long suffering toward us in the work of salvation. It's a wonder when He gives us a new heart. When He subdues that stubborn wheel, that wheel that wants to go its own way. And like Saul of Tarsus, He says, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? When He changes that of the mind, that's repentance. When that mind is changed toward God. Oh, it's a wonder this morning when we look at the Scriptures and it tells us that we're chosen by grace in eternity. And that's something to wonder about this morning, that we're blessed with all spiritual blessings. He hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. These spiritual blessings lift us out of sin and death and deliver us from hell and damnation. This wonder this morning, the work of the Almighty in quickening the dead. It's a divine work and a glorious work. The sinner, he's walking in darkness and hating the light. The Bible says he's filled with enmity against God, dead in sin. And here's the wonder of it, making the sinner righteous and holy and asking what he wills and asking him what he should do. That's a wonder, isn't it? Loving God instead of hating God. Loving the Lord Jesus Christ. Now praising him. Living in fellowship with Him. Isn't that a wonder this morning that God works in such a way? And He works in such a way this morning that we are willed to be saved. He changes the will, doesn't He? He works in such a way that we embrace the Lord Jesus Christ and we want Him, the food of life, the bread of life. And all of that is a result of grace and grace performed. Oh, it's a wonder this morning when He delivers the sinner from the greatest of evil to that of the highest of good. And isn't that what He does? He brings us from the lowest to the highest. Isn't that a wonder this morning? He brings to eternal life, to glory. Oh, it's a wonder this morning when we think about the delivery from the wrath. The Bible says we were children of wrath even as others. From that of the guilt, we know our sins. There's damnation, corruption, and death. And here's the wonder of it now, we're clothed with righteousness, holiness, life, and glory. Translated into light from that of darkness. The word translated could be rescued. We've been rescued from darkness. Death. Here's the wonder of it, from shame to that of glory. From hell to heaven. Oh, let me also talk about this morning the wonder of the preservation of the believer. There's much mystery about the believer. You know, John spoke in the third chapter of John about the wind and the mystery of the wind. And he says, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. That of faith and saving faith, that is called the faith of the operation of God, or called the faith of the elect. It's all contrary to nature. And this faith is attacked upon every hand. Like Peter, Brother Lindsay, this morning in the Sunday school lesson there, we see that faith of Peter, it got very weak, didn't it? But the Lord prayed that it fail not. Do you see the wonder in all of this? That it's kept alive. Isn't that a wonder to ourselves? You look around and so many has made a shipwreck of faith. They start out good, seemingly. But where's the end? I'm telling you this morning, the end is so important. Hebrews chapter number 11. It goes through this roll call of faith and it comes to the end. It says, these died in faith. That's the only way to die, isn't it? To die in faith. That's a wonder this morning. Aren't you a wonder of grace? God's grace. Rivers of grace. Flowing grace. Then there's a wonder this morning that God's truth, the gospel, that of His free and sovereign grace, is maintained in the midst of the world. History's tried to slay it and bury it, but God raises up His preachers to proclaim His grace in every generation. I've got a library and I go back and pull out these old books. I brought a book with me of Philip Henry, the father of Matthew Henry, written in 1600s. Christ is all in all. And it's just as up date today as it was in the 1600s. Oh, God has His preachers. He's maintained that of His truth. And he keeps it alive, even though the world hates it. The carnal mind hates it. But here's the wonder of it, that God maintains it in the midst of all of this. The word tells us of great wonders. It says, who is God like unto thee that forgiveth iniquity? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. Now, boy, that's great wonders, isn't it? Just think about the verse, the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin. But the wonder of wonders is that of the covenant of grace, the glorious Son of God, that he leaves heaven's glory and comes to this earth. Daily, the scripture says he was the Father's delight. But yet, here's the wonder of it, that he's veiled in human flesh. God and man in one person. Born of a woman. Suffered shame. The cross and death. All of that's a wonder. And it's a means of a great salvation for a great multitude. It's the means of a sure salvation. It's a means that our sins is washed away by the blood of this divine sacrifice. And all of that is an amazing wonder. There's the Holy Spirit that carries out the purposes of grace, convinces men of sin, and glorifies the Lord Jesus Christ, and applies salvation. And he's not here in vain. You see him turning one, and here's another wonder. He's turning one that persecuted the saints, old Saul, into a saint. Now, that's a wonder, isn't it? If you looked at him, you'd think he was a vessel of wrath, wouldn't you? He has persecuted the church. The Lord said, you've persecuted me. And he says, you're a chosen vessel, a vessel of mercy. Oh, the wonders, the wonders. We see him converted. We see him calling out, Lord, what without help me to do? We see, it says, behold how this man prayeth. We see grace and how it affected him. Here's another great wonder is, the scripture says, lifting up the beggar from the dunghill to set him among princes. And that's what he does in salvation. He lifts up the beggar, doesn't he? Christ came to save his people from their sins, the scripture says. Oh, the wonder this morning that the Lord loved us, bought us, sought us, saved us, kept us, keeping us. And it's all a display of his power because he delighteth in mercy, because he's plenteous in mercy. You know, he loves to do that for what is unexpected. He loves to surprise. with His grace and mercy. Can you see this? And here's the wonder of it. When Saul was carrying the church, when he was on his road to Damascus, the Lord surprised him with His grace and with His mercy, didn't He? Saul was going one way. He was hell-bent on destroying them. But the Lord surprised him. This morning, you was going some way. Did the Lord surprise you? When He came with your mercy and your grace. I was thinking this morning of a gentleman that I knew a few years ago. And little fella. Lord saved him. This little fella says he'd been pretty notorious for some things. And he said, oh, I didn't believe He'd ever have mercy on me. I didn't believe He'd have mercy on me. Little Sammy Fletcher, and after that he'd come to church and he'd have his oxygen, he'd roll it right in with him. Sit there and hear the word. How about Zacchaeus? Oh, he climbed up in that tree, that sycamore tree, and he had a curiosity, didn't he? Lord surprised him, didn't he? He says, come down. Salvation's come to thy house. There's a thief on the cross beside of him. First of all, he's just railing against him. The Lord surprised him, says, today you're going to be with me in paradise. He loves to surprise. Oh, may He surprise someone here today. If you're not without Christ, surprise you with His grace and His mercy. Matthew was sitting at the seat of the custom, the tax collector. The Lord came by and says, come, follow me. And He says He got right up. Boy, there's something in that call. Peter was fishing. He says, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. There's no reason this morning to be found in man. It's all in His work. It's all of God. This great wonders that we're talking about. Many so-called wonders are explained and cease to be after time. You know, things that we wondered at as a child, and when we get into adults, we don't wonder about them. I was thinking even this morning, when I was like the third or fourth grade in school, they carried us over to Elkin from Jonesville. And put us on a train and we rode to North Wilkesboro. Boy, that was something. I don't wonder at that anymore, but boy, it was something that day. But I'm telling you this morning, these great wonders of that of His almighty love, of that of election and adoption and redemption and reconciling and regeneration and pardon, calling and justification, sanctification and preservation and perseverance, they become greater wonders the more you know of them. Don't they? Oh, they get more and more. Just think about adoption. Thomas Watson wrote one time, and I've remembered this over the years, he said, God had a perfect son. What did He want with us? He had a perfect son. I tell you, it's all great wonders this morning. This wonder of grace. This wonder of mercy. There's nothing that exceeds it or excels it. The Bible says angels desire to look into it. It's a wonder to them. And you know, the Lord, He just does great things. It's common to Him. It's usual to Him. It's ordinary to Him. See, no one has ever formed that of an adequate conception of Him. Infinite. No one knows His greatness. But we know this, He's just as great as He's always been. He's always going to be great. He's the same. The scripture says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, tomorrow. In other words, whenever you speak of Him, He's the same. Whenever you speak of God, it's the same. Where you speak in terms back or terms now or terms forward, it's always same. It's the same one that divided the Red Sea. It's the same one that fed with manna from heaven. It's the same one that saved a thief on the cross. The same one that saved the blasphemer Saul. The same one that saved that old rough Philippian jailer. It's the same one that said to the woman, "Thy sins be forgiven." Oh, the wonder. Then the wonder of the Lord's coming, His condescension. The wonder of it that He came to deliver us. Angels sinned and there was not a deliverer. But for us, there's a deliverer. We sing, "Come, O great deliverer, come." Here's a wonder. He came to rescue us from the fall and sin. He came to have fellowship with us. Now, isn't that a wonder this morning? We can have fellowship. Two can agree and walk together. It's a wonder this morning He came to comfort us. Now, where would our comfort be if we didn't have the Comforter? I went through some things in my life, and I know that you have. And there was the Comforter. He's come to help us. He's come to supply us. Isn't that a wonder this morning? You know, before we came into being, the Lord had supplied very much for us. The cross, all of that was supplied for us. It's all supplied before we came into being. That's a wonder, isn't it? What all He's done. It's a wonder that He comes to revive us. And again, He revived Peter, didn't He? And we need reviving. Oh, I wish we could say that our lives just a continual climbing. But it's like that, isn't it? I wish it was steady. I'm afraid many times it's not so steady. And here's the wonder how He comes. Revives us. Quickens us. Comes to visit us with His word. How great is that? He gives us a word. Word to cheer us. Word to encourage us. Isn't that a wonder? Sometimes you get down and God sends you a word. He blesses us with His word. I've thought about what would we be without it. You wouldn't know where you're going or coming, where you come from or nothing, would you, without His word? He blesses us. Now I want to point this out. To Him who alone doeth great wonders. Notice that this morning. Let's put some emphasis on this morning. Don't expect these wonders anywhere else. It's He alone. There's a verse that tells us that He does for us exceedingly above that which we can think or ask. Boy, now that's a wonder, isn't it? God does for us. Yet most people think they need to help Him. They need to help God, and they try to help Him. He didn't need any help when He created the world, did He? I came through the mountains over here, and He didn't need any help creating those mountains. He created the ocean. There's His providence. And He doesn't need any help. Oh, He comes, and He says, live. And that's when we live. Said, the dead shall hear His voice and live. He comes and He says, your sins are forgiven. And they are put away. He says, follow Me. And we are drawn, aren't we? We're drawn to Him. He alone does great wonders. And because He alone does great wonders, He gets all the glory. He gets the glory. He gets the praise. This tells me there's no rivals. God is everything and man is nothing. And someone has said is if you're going to give God something, give Him your nothing. Give Him that. His mercy endureth forever. So it's to Him. Thanks and praise and honor and majesty all go to Him. The greatness, His greatness and His goodness and all this wonderment. As the psalmist come here and he says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endure forever. The greatest thoughts this morning that we can have is when we think of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, acquaint thyself with Him and be at peace. I just don't believe you can be at peace unless you're acquainted with the Lord. Do you? Acquaint thyself. Acquaint thyself with Him. Acquaint thyself with the One that is sovereign. And that again is a wonderment, isn't it? This morning that He's a sovereign ruler of this universe. That all things is in His hand. And you're here this morning because it's in His hands. The desire that you have to worship Him this morning and praise Him is put in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Putting it in our hearts that we worship Thee, that we desire Thee. He's the One that is control. It's all in His hands. He's the ruler over all things. And this One that work of wonders, work of all things by the counsel of His will. It tells us whatsoever in verse number 6 of the 135th Psalm, whatsoever the Lord pleased that he did in heaven and in earth. Whatsoever He pleased. I like that. I like that. He's done it. It's all a wonderment. He's done it. In heaven, in the earth, in the seas, in all deep places, He doth as He pleases. And He has that right because He's God. Passage tells us of changeless mercy. His mercy endureth forever. He's full of mercy. The scripture says He's plenteous in mercy. And it's enduring mercies. So may we this morning, to Him who alone doeth great wonders, doeth great wonders. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Our Father, we thank Thee for this time that we can spend together as brothers and sisters in the Lord. And we thank Thee that Thee alone doeth wonders. You get all the glory. When we think of salvation and the miracle of salvation and the marvel of salvation, what a great wonder it is. And it's to Thee alone. We bless Your name. Bless this people. We thank You for them. And may that we ever adore Thee and give Thee praise and honor and glorify Your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.